This is GQDN for Monday, September 8th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST, you get 25% off of your purchase. But while you're there on swiftenergy.gg, go get the one called QuestWorthy. It's good stuff. Lots of good stuff up on Patreon, too. NFL, though, last weekend. And what can we expect for the NFL season? That's up on our Patreon. Patreon.com/TheGroupQuest. And by StackUp.org. In today's news, Magic the Gathering may have a new reprinting. College Football 25 or 26 is on sale. Not 25, 26. College Football 26 is on sale. And something has been delayed until next year. But we will begin with Nintendo and NintendoLife.com. Because Nintendo won a $2 million lawsuit against MIG Switch distributor. And that was against Ryan Daly because he operates the hardware modded website. And what was updated past Friday, the court documents, they confirmed that Daly is now required to pay Nintendo up to $2 million in damages. In addition, there's a permanent injunction that has been entered against Daly, preventing him from engaging any of the activities that might be linked to selling, marketing, or promotion of piracy devices such as MIG Switch and MIG Dumper. The injunction now goes to prevent Daly from accessing any device that could be hacked or tampered with to circumvent Nintendo's measures. That is why the modded hardware website has been shut down. And Daly was ordered to surrender all relevant websites domains to Nintendo that may include company-owned content. Here's what a piece of the document did read. Quote, defendant's conduct has caused NOA significant and irreparable harm. For example, the MIG devices, mod chips, hacked consoles, and circumvention services allow members of the public to create, distribute, and play pirated Nintendo games on a massive scale. Thus, the MIG devices, mod chips, hacked consoles, and circumvention services harm NOA goodwill, distract from NOA's consumer base, and enable widespread, illegal, and difficult-to-detect copying. End quote. So that did happen. And since we're talking about Nintendo, somebody ripped off Mario Kart World, and the game could be called either Marcus Kart World or Maria Kart World. And right now, that's available on the Xbox Store. And that's why it's drawing some attention on the Xbox Store. Because Atomic Toast did get up on Reddit and said, quote, what is this Google Play Store level slop? End quote. The guru Goku got up an X and said, quote, don't let them tell you the quality control of the Xbox Store is any better. End quote. So, yep, it is out there. It is there. But it's not a part of the Konosha game lineup. Via Gamatsu.com, yes I did, 28 titles that's coming to end this year on into next year. I'm only going to give you a few of them, and there's no release date for these, but it's all a part of the Tokyo Game Show, which will run from September 25th to the 28th. So here's a few of them. 1999 Tokyo Building will be up on PC. Bokurua is coming to PlayStation 4 and 5, Nintendo Switch, PC, iOS, and Android. Bokura Planet is going to Switch 1 and 2 and PC. Fairy Tail Dungeons, going to PC. Skate X, which is SK8X, is going to Roblox. And Ultra Jet Girl is going to PC. That's just a few of them. The rest of them I put in the GQDN show notes. So you can go check that out there. Some of those could be on like a PlayStation 6, right? Yeah, maybe. WCCF Tech said that the PlayStation 6. Yeah, we're going to Rumorville, by the way. Could have a detachable disk drive at launch. And that is basically because those type of devices are already here and have been the case since 2023. So to have a detachable disk drive would make sense if this was to happen. And WCCF Tech did check their sources, and they did say that it does look good to have the PlayStation 6 detachable disk drive as the same way as what the PlayStation 5 does. Now, just like PlayStation 5, PlayStation 6 will have the disk drive version and the digital version. So, what would you do? Would you buy one? It's still a couple of years out, mind you. Let's get back to the real world, or not. GamesRadar did say that Borderlands 4 boss Randy Pitchford did say that he wants everyone just to calm down because, quote, this is a big open AAA game, and lower end and older hardware may not perform as well, end quote. And yes, he did say that, because this game will pop off there this week, unless you're on a Switch 2. And Gearbox boss Randy Pitchford said that you should basically check your gear if using a PC. And he did confirm that the day one patch is in the works for Borderlands 4. Here's what he said, quote, the expectation for using a below min spec machine should be that the game is unplayable. It's a big, bold, new, seamless world, and I'm sorry to say that older hardware may not provide buttery smooth performance in the latest gen AAA games, as it has always been the case since the dawn of PC gaming, end quote. So make sure that your gear is up to spec. Let's go to the esports corner. Because Valorant Champions 2025, the schedule is out. And who will be there? Well, here are the groups. Group A, Paper Rex, Xylee Gaming, Giantex, and Sentinels. Group B, Bilibili Gaming, MIBR, Rex Rigam Coin, something like that, Fnatic. Group C, Team Liquid, DRX, NRG, and Edward Gaming. Group D, G2 Esports, Team Heretics, Dragon Ranger Gaming, and T1. Now, the schedule goes as follows, because the group play will start September 12th, and the finals will be held on October 5th, 2025. And the prize pool, first place gets $1 million, second place gets $400,000, third place gets $250,000, fourth place gets $130,000. Fifth and sixth gets $85,000. Seventh and eighth gets $50,000. Ninth through 12th gets $30,000. And 13th through 16th gets $20,000 each. Lots of good stuff there. We'll see who wins. Now we get to some good stuff. And they're all about the monies. Polygon said that Gathering, or Magic the Gathering, is reprinting a rare $20 card with some new Marvel art, because today Wizards of the Coast did unveil the full suite of Secret Lair, combining the classic Magic cards with the new Spider-Man art, and there are six cards in total. And the one that Polygon is really boasting about is Venom Unleashed, and that may cost anywhere from $20 to $30 depending on the condition. Now, the other cards include Factor Fiction, Frantic Search, Skimming Samurai, Vladimus Act, Impact Tremors. The price, non-foil, will be $30. Rainbow Foil will be $40. Now there are some other ones, such as Heroic Deeds, Villainous Plots, Venom Unleashed, and Mana Symbiote. And there are different prices for the foils. So just be aware. Now, if you want something else on sale, want a mouse? There's a $55 Logitech G Pro Super Light Wireless Gaming Mouse that's on sale via PC Games N. And try not to forget the N. Right now, the Logitech G Pro X Super Light is at $98, almost $99. And that's where the price is up on Amazon. So if you want a good mouse, that could be the one for you. Well, College Football 26 is on sale. And these are only the hardware copies, except for Xbox, where you can get that one on digital. And right now they're on sale at Best Buy, Walmart, and Amazon. $50. That is the price right now. $50. So if you want it, go get it. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2025. All rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some games, people.